Hi guys, this is Sadhu. Welcome to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed my last episode about first impression. So we are surviving a world full of conflicts, like how two countries used to have between them. But remember, conflicts won't give you any kind of peace or happiness to you or to your country. For example, if two of our friends are having a conflict, just try to solve the conflict. But how will you solve this? That's my question. So, for this question, we are going to find a solution in this episode. In this episode, we are going to see that humor is the very best method to resolve a conflict. So, what is actually a humor? Humor is the tendency of particular cognitive experience to provoke laughter and provide amusement. This term humor is actually derived from the word humoral medicine of the ancient Greeks, which taught that balance of fluids in the human body known as humors. This controls human health and emotion. People of all age and cultures respond to humor. Most people are able to experience humor, be amused, smile or laugh at something funny, and thus are considered to have some sense of humor. Conflict is a normal part of any healthy relationship. After all, two people can't be expected to agree on everything, all the time. They should learn how to deal with conflict rather than avoiding it. When conflict is mismanaged, it can cause great harm to relationship. But when handled in a respectful manner, positive way, conflict provides an opportunity to strengthen the bond between two people. By learning these skills for conflict resolution, you can keep a personal and professional relationship very strong and growing. Once stress and emotions are brought into balance, your capacity of joy, pleasure, and playfulness is unleashed. Joy is a deceptively powerful resource. Study shows that you can surmount adversity as long as you continue to have moments of joy. Humor plays a similar when facing conflicts. Humor can be very effective in establishing a human connection between parties in a conflict and thereby diffusing the conflict itself. Though it can be very hard to remember when the heat is really on. In fact, humor is a time-honored strategy in the repertoire of non-violence. The folly in what someone is doing without ridiculing the person or the group they belong to. Humor, but not humiliation. It's a fine line to thread. These examples illustrate an important rule of thumb that needs to be borne in mind when invoking the power of humor to dissolve tension in any inviolent interaction. Remember that you are not against the well-being of the person or people. You are opposing. So let me ask you a question. Why should you use humor to manage conflicts? Okay, let me tell you something. I don't know how powerful a tool humor could be till the day I actually discovered it. But I remember when I was 16 years or so. I too was a rebellious kid. My careless attitude would get on my mom's nerves, leading to a huge fight, which at times dragged for a day or two, but the yelling just wouldn't stop. It continued for a long time. For me, it felt like she hated me and picked on every move I made. It had become a routine, and as much she hated it, even I too hated it too. It was on a regular day in the middle of the day's fight when my mom yelled at the top of her voice, like she always used to raise her voice. So, she raised her voice as I had again forgotten to wipe the floor after my shower bath. And not my surprise, she had again slipped on it. As she came to me yelling, I remember having held her face in my hand all of a sudden and express as I teased her. Oh, did you fall again?
Sorry, to which he exclaimed,
of course I did.
Looking at each other for a second, we burst out in a fit of laughter, and that was the first time our fight ended on a good note.
It was that day only I realized how my harsh words were only adding fuel to the fire when all it needed was a little humor to piece it out. Conflicts are inescapable when talking about a relationship. Although it does spice up the relation, but just like too much of anything is very bad. Too many conflicts can lead to a distorted relationship. This is the time when humor can play its role to ease out the situation and help share some lighter amounts of fun. So, I will tell you a small quote about it. Humor is no magic, but it is a way to approach the situation, a way that helps us to be in a moment, off-guarded and spontaneous. So, how does it work? Talking from a biological front, laughter helps in expanding the chest cavity, making the place for more oxygen. This exercise in turn decreases the heart rate, making the person feel calm by bringing the body and mind back to its balance. Having to use humor in a conflict shows the openness, comfort, and commitment people have towards each other, that they are able to deal with tension in a more constructive manner. Although laughter or humor is said to be the best medicine, but there are two more important things that need to be kept in mind during its use. Humor should be used in a playful manner, not as an act of mocking the other person. The aim of this is not to attack the person, but to hit the conflict and neutralize it. Therefore, saying hurtful things that are appreciated by the other should be avoided. Do not use humor as a cover for one's feelings. It's good to let the conflict not get into the sanity of the relationship, but using it as a tool to avoid emotions like fear, pain, anger might be very dangerous and in turn might just distance the people involved and it destroys the relationship between them. So, I will just sum up. Humor has its own positives and negatives. It makes us feel at peace, both physically and mentally. And when used in the right manner, it will give us more peace both emotionally and mentally, and helps us to solve difficult situations in our life. Thank you and stay tuned for further more podcasts from Adit.